This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, this has just come out in the last, like, hour or two. Front Office Sports' Ryan Glasspiegel is reporting that Fox Sports is nearing a deal with Barstool Sports that would see Dave Portnoy appear on Big Noon Kickoff, and Front Office Sports kind of is setting this up as the counterpunch to ESPN's Pat McAfee on College Game Day. Do you think this will work?
I don't know. I'm sort of torn because it is like the right idea if you're trying to replicate and follow in the footsteps of the Pat McAfee thing. I think that Portnoy is a lot more controversial than obviously Pat McAfee is. And so I don't know. Like, I think there would be people that naturally just like turn it off because they don't like Dave Portnoy. I think there's people who don't like McAfee, but he's at least like endearing enough where you're like, yeah, I can tolerate this to a degree. I am curious to see. Listen, Dave Portnoy is known for like not mincing words. Like, he doesn't hold back any punches. Is he going to take some shots at Urban Meyer for certain things? I mean,
that's why you do it, right?
I would think so, right? Like, that's some good content.
I just think it's funny that Fox wants to counterpunch the McAfee move when people at ESPN hate the McAfee move. I think it's great. I think Pat is awesome on College Game Day as opposed to the baseball coverage.
I think he is in his element the most on that stage versus even his show. Like, his show's good, but like I think when he's at College Game Day, that is like the perfect Pat McAfee.
But I think anytime you talk about something like this, people go to, oh, I don't like Barstool. It's like, okay, do you see the value of the brand? I agree with everything Dave Portnoy says, but what they've built is super impressive. And it's not just that. I mean, Portnoy is he's an instigator.
He's a lightning rod.
And so if you're going to, like, okay, if you want that, then you better accept what comes with that. And I also think, like, I was talking with my guy Moblend. I think you could even throw, like, Big Cat, who's another one of their great personalities, if you don't know who that is. I think you could throw him into a McAfee-esque role and say, we don't want you to do what he does. What are three things that we can do to highlight your personality? Because they have, like, their football analysis is good. They've got Rinaldi now. So they've got the tear-jerking pieces. What they don't have enough of is actual fun that sets them apart. You don't have to be Game Day. And that's the reason Portnoy is so different than McAfee that I actually think, okay, that's going in a direction. Okay, now, but you need another person there to make sure they're having fun the way you can on those kind of shows. And I think Big Cat'd be a huge PFT commentator.
I actually think
if
you were going to hire somebody from Barstool, I think Big Cat actually made more sense. Truly,
but not on a pregame set. Well, Portnoy will analyze the hell out of some things on that set.
I think Big Cat would have been great. The problem is, like, I think Portnoy has more of like the star power you're looking for. Big Cat is more so like I just think he'd be more fun, but I don't think he's like the star that Portnoy is.
Omaha.
Well, since we're talking college football, I'm going to stick with college football. And Nick, you and I used to do a podcast together. We like to talk about this all the time. So I'm going to throw this one at you. The Big Ten and the SEC cannot agree on this new format for the college football playoff beyond this season. It's supposed to go to 16 teams. The Big Ten wants the 4-4-2-2-1 format where the two big conferences each get four auto bids. then the two for the others, and then the one for the top non-power conference, and then the other bids are decided by playing games. The SEC wants to just do it a straight, like, five conference champs, and then the 11 next-ranked teams get in, essentially. Like, they get the auto bids, and this is the big point of contention as to why they can't agree. Which format do you think is the better one for them to decide on? They have till December 1st, by the way, to get this done.
I think more people getting opportunities is better. I don't buy that the SEC actually wants this because this is too egalitarian for everybody else. Because most of their conversations where the Big Ten and the SEC disagree are who can screw over the group of five or the other power four conferences more. And I do think that's probably the undercurrent of all this. But if I had to, I'd go the five conference champs and then the next best 11 teams. How about you?
I think that the SEC does want that format, though, because I think they believe that in that format, they're going to have the most of the next 11 teams that get in. When I view this, I get what the Big Ten is saying. Like, we want our four. The Big Ten wanting four auto bids is because they know, like, some years they might not have four teams that truly are worthy of making the playoff, but they might most years. The SEC's like, we think we have, like, six or seven teams that should be in. So why would we limit it to four? I think that's kind of, but the Big Ten format at least gives the opportunity to some of those teams because they'd be these extra playing games. I think the 5-11 model makes the most sense, like the SEC. I think it's pretty straightforward. It's easy, but this seems to be a big problem right now.
So we're going to just close this out on college football because we got 30 seconds here. I dream of a MAC Sun Belt Super Conference. I actually created it in the college football video game. So which name works better, MAC Belt or Sun MAC?
Did you see my submission?
Yeah, I disregarded it. You didn't play with a bet. I gave you two options. And you're like, well, what if we just did the thing I wanted to do?
Is that the point of having a sports talk radio show?
No, I gave you binary situation. And you're like, you know, it'd be better. My idea.
The Mid-American Sun Conference.
Yeah. No.
It's great. No. MASC. You can call it MASC as an acronym.
No,
it's
one's going to call it. Man, nobody wants MASC-tion instead of MAC-tion. Nobody wants MASC-tion. It's impossible to say.
Somebody wants the
Mid-American Sun Belt Conference.
Somebody wants the MAC Belt.
It sounds like a bank. Sounds like Bobby Axelrod's bank, the Mid-American Sun Belt.
I said it sounds
belt.
Like a WWE like belt that you win.
Show your work.
It just sounds like, hey, they're competing for the MAC belt. Sounds stupid to me. I don't know.
You're dumb. It. Doesn't sound like the Intercontinental belt or the U.S. title. Doesn't sound like either one of those. A heavyweight title?
Sounds like a belt.
I don't think you've watched wrestling.
I don't.
I think you pulled that one out of thin air.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a double loss for you.
Doesn't mean either of those names were as good as mine.
I think Sun MAC or MAC belt is a hell of a lot better than MASC.
The Sun MAC?
MASC sounds too. It sounds too goonery.
Here's the problem with MAC is an acronym for Mid American Conference. So
no,
the Sun
really?
Mid American Conference, like that doesn't make any sense.
Good God.
Combined the two conferences together to give you a name that sounds nice and has a nice acronym. My name is clearly better.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Because it sounds like doo-doo. It can't be better if it sounds like doo-doo.
It doesn't sound like doo-doo.
It does not roll off the tongue. Sun MAC, MAC belt, rolls off the tongue. That's simple.
The MASC doesn't roll off the tongue?
Yeah, it was bad.
He also used a Q with it, I think.
A Q?
I remember a Q. I don't know. It was dumb either way.
I don't know what conspiracy theories you're trying to drum up.
You're all morons. People really, really prefer the Browns to the Steelers in this way. And it's why they're wrong. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.